what you do that defines you.
Conversations with Madonna. Good morning, everyone out there in cyberspace. It is Sunday, the 10th of March, and it is boiling in Melbourne as we've just catapulted into autumn. It has become summer, so amazing. This morning, I want to talk to you about optimum health and what that looks like for everyone, but specifically me. I want to tell you a little story about my journey and a phone call that I woke up to yesterday, and really hope that you will come along for the journey with me, or I can take you along on that journey with me and other people. So what does optimum health look like? That's different for everyone, I guess, but certainly for me, optimum health is when body, mind, spirit really come together and you're living, you know, your best life, which means that, you know, you wake up in the morning, you feel good, you're not constantly having to nap or craving sugars or not sleeping at night and, you know, really struggling to wake up the next day. It's great mental health, like having a really good outlook on life in terms of your mental health and physically feeling strong. And so at 45 years old, you know, there's all of these, and for people who are in my vintage, but even younger now, there's all of these messages telling us that, you know, we can't lose weight at this age, or it's going to be hard at this age, or things change at this age. And they do, but we certainly, there's things that we can do to have optimum health in our body and in our cellular structure. So the last 4 years has been a real eye-opener for the world because we've seen that for some of us who have been on this health journey for a really long time, it wasn't new or news that the medical model of health is really great for acute things like surgery, like if you break your arm, like if you have a spider bite or even a snake bite, or you need, you know, that acute attention, but certainly has a lot of issues that can lead people down the wrong path for years and years and years to come. So what do I mean by that? I mean people who happen to have the MTHFR gene mutation, which I do, and have all of these symptoms that they can't really put a finger on, but keep going to the doctors, getting blood tests that show that everything's normal, and then, you know, going years and years without any type of intervention, meaning that they're taking supplements that aren't going to work for them because they're not in a methylated form. And I will talk to you about that. In saying that, it's interesting because someone actually wanted me to tag them when I did the MTHFR talk. But first of all, I've actually started a new group, and I loathe to do groups because I know that everyone's, probably admin of lots of them, if not members of lots of them. But it's called Optimum Health Journey Madonna Santa, and I'm going to be putting this live in there. But for those of you who want to join me on my health journey, then that's the place for you. Because what I've realized is with my main page, which I'm currently actually, transmitting live to you from, there's so much information that gets put on there in regards to lots of different things. So there's comedy, because I love comedy, but there's also lots of information about health, lots of information about mental health, lots of information about the agenda. And what happens is it gets things that are specifically to do with health get lost in the, you know, quagmire and white noise of all the rest of the information. So what I want to do is invite you to come along to this group that I've made called Optimum Health Journey Madonna Santa, because it is literally going to be a virtual diary of my health journey from now on. And it's no secret to most people that I was involved in a car accident, where I was a passenger in a car that hit a bus. That happened 2 years ago, actually, 2 years ago, February this year. And it was a real marking point. It was a real change in my body, in my health. Prior to that, I felt that I was living my optimum health journey. I was living in Queensland and things were going actually quite well. And then that one thing, that one moment in time really catapulted me onto a different health journey. And so because I'm someone that will research, because I'm someone that will talk about what's going on for myself and share it with other people. Mm. Sorry, I'm just going to put that on silent. I thought I'm going to do a virtual diary, because what I find happens in my space is that when I do a live, particularly about doctors, especially when I talk about doctors, or a condition that I might have, like I might talk about. So the last live I did was that doctors are looking into maybe a respiratory thing that's going on for me. And I was complaining about the system, about what was going on really, and how the doctors had really stuffed up how they should start with looking at what's going on for me. But what came of that was amazing, because all of a sudden I had all of these amazing matriarchs. So my group, my tribe is full of amazing women, full of amazing matriarchs who have had their own health journeys, sometimes 10, 15, maybe 30 years in the making. And so people started private messaging me so much helpful information. And I was like, this is extraordinary, because what I like to do then is to actually look into that. So it means, you know, paying to go see these specialists or, you know, speak to them, which is what my health is such a priority to me that I've always prioritized, even financially. Like I will prioritize my health. So I will go and see the specialists. I'll go see the nutritionists. I'll go to all the ologists. I want to learn. And so what you're going to get in this Optimum Health Journey group is all the stuff that I've learned over the years so far, but also I'm want to bring in what other people have also started to open my eyes to, because there's things I can't know everything. So it was really fascinating to me, some of the stuff. They were like, Madonna, have you heard of, you're talking about the MTHFR gene, but have you heard of this particular thing? I don't want to call it a syndrome, but this particular maybe mutation or this particular avenue, go have a look at this. It could be what you're actually experiencing, because some of the symptoms sound the same. And so it's more than likely that I will actually do that, make the appointment, speak to the specialists, etc. And so what I would like to invite you to do is be part of that journey, be part of that, be part of the, oh my God, what's the word? The group. I've made it public for now because I would like people to be able to find it. And also if I invite people to my groups, I actually end up with bans. I can't do more than 5 people at a time, or Facebook actually bans me for going against community standards, which is what happened with Conversations with Madonna. I just cannot invite people to the group, even though it's public, because Facebook clearly doesn't like me inviting people to my spaces. So what I would like to do is have a virtual home for all of us where you can come in and have a look and scroll through. All the health information will be there, because I am embarking the next 6 weeks on a pretty stringent health plan that is going to be specific to me. And I'm going to do a virtual diary about, you know, how I'm feeling about it, what's going on for me, in the hopes that other people who are also going through a similar change and process. And I know of lots of other women who are doing it at the same time, which is a very weird synchronistic thing that's happened. So I'm hoping that we can all come together in there and share, oh, this is what's happening for me, you know, encourage each other. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Hey, Jules, she said, great initiative. Thank you, darling. Hi, Jono. And all the, I can see there's other people in here too. Hi to everyone that's watching. And I'll tell you what I mean. Interestingly, Jules, that you're actually viewing this today, because you were one of the people I had on my mind for this. But in the last couple of weeks, I would say about a month, I speak to almost exclusively mostly women, actually, and a lot of the women in my space, and or meet up with them as well. So, you know, Jules and I met up a couple of weeks ago, which was really lovely. And so what's been really interesting is, because people go, oh, how are you going, Madonna? And I'll tell them, oh, listen, I'm sick of the way I'm feeling, which people know is I've put on a lot of weight. And you can see it in my mashups, the difference in my face. I mean, I was really, like, you can see the difference. I've put on a lot of weight, and it's literally been in the last 2 years. So I've put on around 30 kilos in 2 years. And what's precipitated that is being in an accident that had me bedridden for a year and in so much physical pain, lots of inflammation in the body. And the way my body responds to inflammation is to put weight on. Now, I know that's different for everyone. However, the people that I've been speaking to have had similar experiences. So, for example, that year, I just basically smoked and drank coffee. I really didn't eat at all. I was in so much pain. I don't know about you guys, but when I experience pain, I find it really difficult to eat. And I wasn't really interested in eating. I was in a lot of pain. I was sleeping. I was trying to get my body, nurse it back to health just by being still, really. I was in a lot of physical pain. But what that did was set me into a motion of a lot of weight gain, and which in and of itself would not be a massive issue, because I know a lot of people who carry weight and are quite happy with that, and that's great. But for me, I now have injuries to my body, my neck and my lower back. So it's like this vicious cycle. My cortisol level went through the roof. And by the way, these are things that I've actually started researching in the last couple of years, because I'm like, what the hell is happening to me? As my cortisol level went through the roof, the weight packed on and I was eating less and less and less. And so for those who know me, and sometimes, you know, I speak to people, I might be 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, I can't really remember eating today. Usually the first time I ever eat is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll eat one meal and that's it. And I don't eat again. And so it's actually, what's the time now? 10:20 in the morning, Melbourne time. I woke up 2 hours ago and I still haven't eaten anything, hardly even drunk any water this morning, because I've hit the ground running. But what I am drinking at the moment is molasses in warm water, molasses and apple cider vinegar. Which I spoke about in my last live. Molasses, again, I went and saw another health professional, Spiros, which I'm actually going to invite him in here because he's unbelievable. He's a magician for the body. I don't know what to call, because everyone's a health consultant these days, but he's actually qualified as a naturopath, I think. I'm so sorry, Spiros, if I'm getting that wrong. But in any case, he's amazing. And he's very intuitive. I would say he's an intuitive, an intuitive natural healer, which also, you know, he's been doing this for 30 years. So, and he talked about molasses in the water. So I will, and I've posted actually in this health journey on my page about the molasses already. But I guess what I'm trying to get to is, for me, what would be really confusing is I'd speak to other women about my health journey and they would like say, oh my God, you know, Mads, I'm so stressed. I don't eat anything and I've lost weight. So some people do the complete opposite, where they, have a really stressful period of time in their life and they completely stop eating, and then they're size 6. And for me, that's not ever happened to me. My whole life, if anything's ever been, you know, my body's ever gone, uh-oh, hang on a minute, we need to recalibrate, it's always added the weight. So I know what my body's triggers are, right? So I want to take on this health journey because I know to be true there's so many women that have almost, it's like March came and we went, okay, March is the time that we're going to actually start to shift this weight or change the way I'm eating or change what I'm drinking or, you know, have purified water or whatever it is. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by that because it's very synchronistic. And part of the reason I wanted to do this group is because you don't realize, for the people that I know are going through this, it's all over the world. I mean, I have friends in, you know, all over the world, and we're literally speaking on WhatsApp and Messenger, and every single one of them are like, you know, Madonna, March, I'm starting in March. Like, it's this kind of line in the sand for everyone. I'm like, really? Me too? What are you doing? So for some people, you know, they're sticking to a ketosis, diet plan or protein plant-based, or they've gone and looked at what supplements they're taking, adding magnesium, because it's not a secret anymore around, you know, magnesium and iron and all of those other great trace elements and supplements that we should be putting into our body. And I think Barbara O'Neill was probably a really big catalyst for that, because a lot of her information is being shared and a lot of it is very generalized information. But if you're someone like me who has a double dose of the gene, the MTHFR gene mutation, which means I have two strands of it, which has specific implications, then some of it is too generalized and I need to get more specific, which is what I want to do in this group. And I just want to, good morning guys tuning in. I just want to preface that by saying, so yesterday morning I woke up to a phone call from someone I had met so weirdly enough when I was at lunch with other people. So I don't know if you guys remember, but about, a couple of months ago, Wasim and I shared photos that we had met up, Wasim Hamoud and his partner Amber, and we'd met up. We'd gone down to Oakley, we met up, and, we're having lunch. Anyway, in Oakley, I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but there's a lot of very now stringent parking, restrictions. And I was like, oh, God, I've got to go check my car. I don't know. Don't worry. People know when I meet up with people, I end up getting parking fines because we end up talking for 3 or 4 hours, like sitting at a table, just constantly like talking. And I forget about it. So it's happened a few times. So I was like, well, I don't want it to happen today. So I went to the car park to go move my car. And as I was walking back to them, they were waiting for me. I remember I just looked up and saw this woman and I just thought, fuck, I love her glasses. She had these amazing sunglasses on and I was really impressed by them. And then I thought in that moment, I better stop looking because she's going to think that I'm insane, like, because I'm staring. And that in that split second, I thought that. And what happened was, as I went to walk past her, I noticed her staring at me and she decided to say, I love the dress you're wearing. You look amazing. I was wearing one of my caftans that I'm always wearing, and it was the blue one, which you guys see on my lives all the time. I'm always wearing it. And she goes, I just love, like, what you're wearing. You look amazing. You look really bright. And anyway, I said to her, oh, my God, I wanted to tell you that about your glasses, but I didn't want you to think I was crazy. So we started having a laugh and a chat. And we immediately connected. I was like, are you psychic? She was like, oh, my God, people tell her. Oh my. And we just, from there on, it was me and her and blah, 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 for the next 15 minutes. And I was like, let's exchange numbers. Let's go for coffee. You're fucking amazing. She's like, oh, my God, what do you do? I'm like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a therapist. She's like, I'm a this. And we're going to have coffee. So 50, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm meant to be. I'm like, I'm at a lunch, like, day. I've got to go. Like, they'll be waiting for me. So I get back. I'm like, you're not going to fucking believe it. But this is how I make friends, basically. It happens that I get people that just connect. Your light attracts each other. So she rang me yesterday morning. She was going to come to my meet and greet, but wasn't feeling the best. And we have caught up for coffee after then. We caught up, and it was again, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, we don't have enough time. It's great. I love it. So she rang me yesterday morning, and I've had her on my mind literally the day before. I thought, I've got to give her a call. She rings me and says, oh, hey, Mads, how are you? Sorry I haven't called, I haven't been well, whatever it is. And also, darling, I'm going to be you. Sorry I haven't emailed you the information I wanted to email yesterday, but I'm going to be inviting you to this group. So I said to her, she's like, how are you going? I said, oh, actually, I'm embarking on this health. This is what I'm going to be doing. I'm actually going to be starting quite a strict, I don't want to say diet because it's not a diet, a strict eating plan because I don't eat. And that's a real problem for me. I just launched into it. So when people say, hi, how are you? I'm not very surface level. Do you know what I mean? I don't really do small talk. People that speak to me privately know I just jump in. You know what I mean? To this is what's going on. So I just started with the, this is what I'm doing, da 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 da. I'm going to be doing this because I need to eat, every 60 minutes to 1.5 hours. And anyway, I've been taking this week to prepare it. And, I'm slowing down on my, on my work, on my clients. Like, I've actually been really intentional with this. This year is about optimum health for me. And she's like, oh my God, that is exactly what I'm doing. Like, I've joined a gym. She's like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And then she was talking to me about some of the things that were going on. And I said to her, have you heard of the MTHFR gene mutation? And she was like, no, I haven't. And I said, it sounds like this could be going on for you because it was similar stuff. We are similar in the fact that we both come from similar genetic backgrounds, that we're both, I'm Italian, she's Greek, which, Greek would absolutely have to run my bloodline somewhere because every time I go anywhere in Oakley, people go, are you Greek? And then they come to me and speak in Greek. I'm like, I'm not Greek. I'm the other Greek. I'm Italian. I can't understand what you're saying. I should learn it one day. But so it's similar like bloodlines, you know what I mean? Like the Greeks went into, Sicily and Calabria, and we've all got the same kind of shebang-a-bang going on. In any case, she was talking to me and I was saying, maybe you want to look into that. And she was like, oh my God, perfect. How do I do it? What am I doing? Where am I going? How do you get this done? What's going on? And I said, look, I'm going to do a live about it so that I can talk about, because I've known about myself for the last about 7 years, and I was telling her her journey of how I found out that I had the MTHFR gene mutation. Sorry, I was thinking about the way I, because I call it the motherfucker gene. But in any case, so that's what happened yesterday. And I was like, you are literally the fourth or fifth woman that I have literally spoken to about this. And not just in Australia, but overseas. And I know that there's other people that are doing like these challenges and these whatever they're doing. Like I know online, they're doing their 6 week or 8 week or whatever. But part of it for me is what I am doing is specific for me. There are specific supplements that I'm taking because I can't have folic acids. There's nothing out there for people with the MTHFR gene that really, unless you go to a practitioner and they go, take this, you've got to take it all separately, and it costs an absolute mozzar. So for example, and I'll show you what I'm talking about, just, can you see me? This is really strange. Every time I want to actually get to the crux of something, I was watching one of my old lives back, and I was like, every time I go to get to the crux of something, it actually pauses. So for example, for me, in order, these are just a few of, okay. All right, here we go. I'm just going to show you my little, it's, hang on. I didn't know I was going to do this, so I'm not really prepared for you to see my, but this is nothing compared to what. So, you know, Toxiprevent, which is to prevent the, I'm not telling you to go buy these, by the way, because they have to be specific to you. That prevents, like, that takes all the heavy metals out. I take C, that's lysine, so it's a trace mineral, silymarin, which is, so see this, right? This, the reason I get it like that is because, so that's milk thistle and dandelion root. This is heme synergy. So this is actually iron for me, an iron supplement, but there's way more than that. Like that's hardly anything of what I do in the morning because it's all individual because I have to take things in a methylated form, which I will explain to you, either later or in another live. But depends how much, you know, how well I feel about, I mean, just how well I feel I'm boiling and how much time it's going to take. But in any case, they're just a few of the supplements. And so you wake up and it's like, and I'm one of those people that hates taking tablets. I just can't stand it, whether it's a supplement or not. I'm over it. I don't want to have to, oh, I'll do this at this time. But let's face it, like without, we need to supplement our diets because we're not getting, we know that the food is not nutrient rich. We know that wherever you get the food from, sorry about that light in the background. I shouldn't really apologize for light, should I? But sorry, I know that that's glare, but it's just because it's, I've got everything closed in here. It's just light in here. Yeah, I mean, everything we have, everything we do, like if we go to, you know, Woolworths, if we go to Coles or wherever you're sourcing your food from, if it's not a major supermarket, if you've got to go to farmers markets, but even then, what's the soil like? Has the soil been pesticided to up the wing wang? Do you know what I mean? So it's like supplementation so important because we're not getting enough vitamin D. We're not getting enough nutrients out of our food. And if you have the MTHFR gene mutation, like me, I don't absorb 70% of the nutrients in food. 70%. So I'm not absorbing 70% of already nutrient, what would the word be? Like deficient food. So, you know, if I'm eating something that isn't nutritious anyway, not nutrient dense, and only absorbing 70% of that, I'm in trouble, right? It's a miracle that I'm even up and at it every day. So, I'm just going to change that because that light's bothering me. So what I want to do is invite you to this space and I'm going to start doing a bit of a video even for myself because I was speaking to my mentor. So I do have a mentor through this. So how did it come about that I'm going on this journey? I had already in my mind known that this day would come. I was already saying to friends and family around me, I can't. This is too much weight to be carrying. It's like I'm lifting my dog every day. It's about 37 kilos and walking around with him on my shoulders. But you're not. You're walking around with it on your stomach. You're walking around with it on your thighs, on your arms, on your chest. Do you know what I mean? So for women like who I put weight a lot on my chest. So, you know, everything's heavier. So imagine if you've got a neck, you know, injury and a lower back injury and your weight's going predominantly on your chest and on your stomach. Two fucking places you don't want it to be. Not to say that, like, when I'm at optimum health and optimum weight for myself, and again, that's for myself, because again, one of the things I'm talking to women about, they're telling me their weight, and everyone's optimum weight's different. And for a lot of women, it's around 70, 75 kilos, no matter how tall or short they are. No one's going for the 60 kilo, you know, 63 kilos, 50 kilo that I know who have put on weight. No one's going for that. They're actually looking at optimum weight being not what the doctors tell them would be optimum, because, you know, if you're 5'3" and, you know, your optimum weight is 70 kilos, you on their scale is still considered morbidly obese, which is out fucking outrageous, because they don't take into consideration bones, they don't take into consideration, you know, your muscles, they don't take into consideration any of the other weight, muscle, even if you've got muscle on your body rather than fat. So it's really interesting the way that it's calculated, the BMI. But in any case, everyone's optimum weight is different. So for me, I'm not at my optimum weight to be my optimum best self. And I need to protect the injuries that I have sustained for myself. So I wanted to, I was speaking to Andrew yesterday. He's an amazing person. I've come to really know and respect him quite a bit. I started my journey with Andrew, actually contacting him because I'm writing a book, and he has already written quite a lot of books. And so I contacted him around mentoring, around writing my book, which has been fantastic. But a few of the, so we had a lot of Zoom meetings around that. And of course I've even done a podcast with him. Like, we started off around the book, but the podcast I spoke to him about, which is on my page, which I'll actually put in the group, was around, like, mental health. So I was talking about how do you change your those pathways in your brain, right? And so we did this amazing podcast around that. Because for me, even though I have, you know, an autoimmune disease, so they say, and I've been in car accidents, this, you know, I've had compound, you know, stresses and stuff, I still have a very, very strong, you know, psychologically, I've got a really, really, I'm very stubborn. My mind, my brain box, I know that about myself. Like, that's my superpower. I'm really, like, I just forge ahead. Do you know what I mean? But that was one of the things we were talking about. Then down the track, as I got to know him more, I was saying, look, you know, tell people your story. I've had a car accident, blah, blah, you know. And he was like, listen, Mads, I've been doing this health. He's actually an ex-footballer. He's like, I've been doing this for 30 years. Part of who he is, which I didn't know because we're all multifaceted, is that he actually mentors people on their health journey. And I was like, no shit. I was very skeptical. Andrew, if you're watching this back, I've never told you this, but I was very skeptical at first. I thought, but I know you did, because I said to him, I said, well, I'm a perimenopausal woman and you're a man who was a footballer. I mean, is it really going to work for me? You're full of testosterone. I'm literally full of estrogen. Cortisol, weight on, fat in women converts to estrogen, makes us, and then the cycle actually gets worse fast, right? Which is why it's hard for us to lose weight. And I was like, what can a man teach me? And I pretty much, sorry, Andrew, I mean, I pretty much said it. I mean, what you see is what you get, really. Oh, hi, Sarah. Oh, you guys, we were going, oh, yeah, Christos, you'll teach me Greek? Perfect. I'm going to take you up on that. I find it very difficult, and I listen to Greek music all the time. I just want to go back to something I was saying before, and then I'm going to go off in another tangent. So what I was saying before about all of the tablets that I take, I'm embarking on this particular health journey that I teamed up with Andrew, because I'm looking for the holy grail of what's right for people with the MTHFR gene mutation. So for us, it's folic acids. So, the folates, I should say. So every single friggin' supplement that you get from, you know, anywhere will have folate in it. Folic acid will have folates, will have the B's, 6s and 12s, which for someone like me, I can't take because I can't methylate those. So, so that's why I embarked where I'm going, because I am going to be taking supplements, but I can actually, it's amazing, I can actually take these ones. They're quite mainstream, and I want to see how they go. I want to see if they change my life. So, and I'm going to go on that journey and take you on it. But when he pitched it to me, And I thought that was very brazen of him, because he was like, hey, Mads, listen, I really want to help you on your health journey. Here's a book. Have a read of this that he actually consequently wrote, which I thought was very clever, handed me a book that he wrote and said, you know, have a read of it. And then, you know, I really want to help you. And but I did say to him, like, I'm not really sure you can. You know what I mean, Jelly? I was like, I'm not. Listen, does it really work for perimenopausal women? I mean, all of this fucking hype around you can't lose weight and all the rest of it. And he was like, yeah, no, it does. Like, let's just give it a go. So we had a few more meetings. And what I found was this amazing ability for someone who does not experience what it's like to be a woman, number one, and all of the shit that goes, like, he's never been, I said to him, have you ever been fat in your life? He's like, no. So I doesn't understand what it's like to, to feel the way you feel when you put on excess weight, which is, I know it happens to men too, like men can put on weight, but it's such a common experience for women, you know, especially, you know, you have children, then you've got to, your body's got to go back again. There's all this societal pressure to be conformed, to be skinny, and the Kim Kardashian look. And it's not just skinny, it's small waist, big boobs, big ass, hair like this. Da, 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 da. It's so much, especially as you're getting older, because there's also this pervasive narrative, especially on social media, that be careful, women, because they can replace you with a younger model. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, if you don't keep it together, and if you don't look good, and if you're not, you know, you don't have it all going on, you're not superwoman, well, guess what? You know, these men can go and get younger women, which is true. They can. Older men will go and, you know, can, as they would say, what's it called? Not level up, but trade up. So there's all of this stuff going on for women that, you know, get to perimenopause or before, or they've had a child, or for me had an accident, or whatever the catalyst is. And so there's all of that stuff going on. And I'm like, that never happened to him. It never happened to you, Andrew. So how do you know, like, how do you know how I feel? But he had this, and I'm not saying men don't get overweight, please, I'm not saying that, but it's easier for them to lose weight because they're higher in testosterone. And I've got friends that do it. They're like, yeah, I put on a couple of kilos, I just stopped eating, or just did some exercise, where they change their routine and it kind of helps, like, really quickly. Whereas I can change my routine, oh God, do you know what I mean? There's the saying that women will say, I just have to look at a crouton and I'll put on one. I just have to look at something and I end up through osmosis putting it on. So it's a real thing. But as we get into our 40s and 50s, it's not about looking gorgeous, although you all are anyway. You're all fucking gorgeous. It's about, oh my God, I've got these other fucking health ailments. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. I've got anxiety. Well, I don't have it. I'm not going to put that in the world. Or, you know, you manage anxiety, or, you know, whatever it could be, you know, hot flushes. I'm going to call them hot flushes. I don't know why they call them flushes, but anyway, a hot flash. So it's around, like, health. And so I was I had a lot of trepidation. I was like, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's the right way to go. I mean, I've done diets before, and the last one I ever did was called the HCG diet, and it really worked for me because, I'd been diagnosed with the fibro and I was understanding more about my body, and it really, really cut all the white noise out. So it was, you know, cut dairy, cut wheat, cut blah, 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 blah. And, it really worked for me. And I basically became so healthy, even with an autoimmune disease, that I was living my best life. I got to Queensland and I was like riding, but doing, I felt almost normal. With anyone with a autoimmune disease knows exactly what I'm talking about here. But if you've lived with an autoimmune disease where you're constantly in constant pain, you're feeling like shit, chronic fatigue, you know, you can't, for people with fibro, they can't, if it's in their legs, they find it hard to walk. If it's in their, for me, upper thoracic, I can't lift, you know, really heavy things, or something can trigger a, you know, an event, and then you don't know why one day you're feeling good and the next day you feel like, you know, it's very flu-like symptoms, in that you don't get the sniffles but your body's aching and shit. And I went from that to very predictable health, wake up, you know, beaming, like literally jumping out of bed and riding bikes and swimming and, you know, renovated a house. It was a great time, to accident, what's going on here? So I was, you know, I was saying to Andrew, I don't know, but you know what? I'm doing it. So I've started, so we've done a week of preparation, and I spoke to Andrew yesterday morning, which was, impeccable because he was like, come on, Mads, we're going for a virtual walk. I was like, who's fucking walking? He's like, me, I'll be walking. If you want to walk, walk. Which, but in context, because my lower back's really bad, I used to be one of those people that I've got a treadmill in my house. Like I've had one for years and years and years, and I'm one, it doesn't, it's not a clothes rack for me. Like I get on that treadmill and I'll hoof it. I love walking at night. Like I love, you know, when everyone's in bed and it's really quiet. I put my headphones on and I just walk. And I used to do that all the time for hours. You know, I'd walk in the morning, walk at night. And for people saying, why don't you just walk outside? Because when you're a single parent and you have children or a child, you can't leave them alone at home. So that was my solution and I loved it. It was so, so good for the soul. But now that's, you know, for me, I can't do that as much. And when I do, it has to be, you know, for a certain amount of time or the next day I could be like not feeling well or my back or I can't walk properly. So he was like, we're going to do a virtual walk. And so we did. He walked and I went and fucking made a coffee. I was like, who the fuck is awake at this early on a Saturday morning? He's like, come on, Mads. He's like, I'm out. I'm like, where are you? He's like, he was showing me where he was at the beach. And I was like, so it inspired me. I went to the beach. I went to the beach after that, Andrew, and which was about 2 hours later, normal time for people on a fucking weekend. But in any case, this is the very long way of saying I decided to, like, do a virtual diary. And I said that to him. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, because I want to be able to really look back at this time. Like I was even thinking about yesterday. I wanted to do little like clips of, because sometimes I feel anxious about things. Like I feel like, oh no, I don't know if I want to take this tablet or I'm not feeling good about this or what about that. And I thought I was going to diarize it, just doing little videos on my phone. And then I was like, do you know what? I'm actually going to do this online, because then my girlfriend rang me as I was thinking about doing my first video to myself. It wasn't even meant to be public. My girlfriend rang and said she was going through this. So she was like, I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if there was a virtual space for us all? Not just for me to talk about what I'm doing. Although I think there's merit in that, because I do realize that I'm one of those people that would do the research and other people learn from that research, which is really great. Because like when I talked about the molasses, straight away people private messaged me, oh my God, that's a really great idea. So I'm, you know, likely to go and, you know, and go and seek out the information and then share it in my own journey. Not meaning that when I say that, it doesn't mean that it's right for you. You may have to do further investigation, but certainly it might, you know, steer you off in a path, go, hang on a minute. Yeah, I've been feeling like that. Maybe I might try this, or maybe I might look into that. Right. But then I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great to have this virtual space, but also then the great matriarchs that we have in this space, amazing matriarchs that always send me information, you've actually got a space where you can actually share it straight into a group and say, here, you know, this is, if you choose to, you could still share it to me. And if you didn't want to do that, because some people, I don't know, for whatever reason, want to be anonymous. But if you had amazing information that you wanted to share, or a practitioner that you think would be, you know, a great practitioner that works in this field, because that's what I get. People send it to me, and what I end up doing is sending it out multiple times, and it's a lot of time for me to do that, and I'm time poor. I'm already, Laura, Nina and I are about to launch the workshops that we want to do, which are actual private workshops, and we're only limiting, each workshop is only going to have a maximum of 5 people. So, you know, I'm doing that, and so I'm time poor, and it's like that's what I end up doing. I'm kind of, you know, assessment referral. So it's going to be one spot so everyone can really join in. I think it's going to be really exciting. So that's where I'm going to be doing my live about the MTHFR gene. I might actually create an event, because I know that there are people really interested in hearing about it. I'm going to take a sip of my molasses water, and then which is warm for a reason. He told me like it's really good for your digestion. He was saying we shouldn't be drinking cold water or cold beverages, and I was like, my God. But so he was saying, and then I'd say that to other people. I was speaking to Laura about it about last week, and she's like, yeah. She's like, you know, we're not meant to be drinking cold water for this reason. They tell me the reasons, but I just go, okay, so it's warm, even though it's boiling in here. This water's warm. Okay, Here we go. Gonna say hello to you. Well, hi, Jono. Hi, Jules. Good to see you. Hey, Christos. Need to teach me Greek. Morning, Sherry. Morning, Leanne. Morning, Midnight Sparrow. I love that. You should have your own talk show. Morning, Amber. How are you, darling? Midnight Sparrow says, I must say, I absolutely love your rings. I'm always checking them out. Oh, well, here we go. They're both gifts from my mother, actually, which is interesting. It's a pink sapphire and that's a ametrine, but they're both gifts from my mum. This one was when I was 26 years old, I think. A gift for something I'd done. She thought she was very proud of me for something. And this was because when I turned 40, which I don't celebrate my birthday, so I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Like, well, I end up having birth fests, to be honest. I end up, people don't call them birthdays anymore, but whatever, the day you were born. So I don't celebrate them. I just don't really care. Like this year, like my sister's like, oh, mum says she wants to do this. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not celebrating. I just don't care. It's not a big deal for me. But when I was 41, my mother said to my sister, what am I going to get for Madonna's, 40th? It's a big one for her. And she said to my mum, she turned 40 last year. And my mum was mortified that I had turned 40, like a big milestone, and she had not remembered it. Fucking pisser. So they came up and they actually made this ametrine. It was actually designed by a family jeweler of ours. My sister and him designed it, and it's just one of those. So people often look at it. Wherever I go, people say that's amazing, but that's the story of that. It was a belated 40th birthday present. It was a guilt ring. love it. But yeah, thank you checking them out. I do change my jewelry up, but why not? You know, there are people out there, I know a lot of women that have beautiful jewellery and they're like, for a special occasion, every day is a special occasion. I chop and change it all the time. Every day is a special occasion. Do not wait until someone, until the end of your life to go, oh, I should have, could have, why did I not, I was scared to lose it. I was scared to, wear it. Wear it every day. Like, wear your good stuff. Wear your good shoes. Wear your good clothes. Even if you're around the house, who gives a shit? Wear them, I do. Like, I wear, like, beautiful shoes and jewelry and stuff, and people are like, every time my gardener comes, he goes, where are you going, Mads? I go, nowhere, I'm home. Because I'm always like, it's just like, that's the way it is. Like, don't wait, you know what I mean? Because life's short. We had another member of my family pass away. I found out on Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, Friday. 62 years old. Passed away, at the moment the coroner's looking into it, but looks like it was a heart attack, just at 62 years old. And it really, and the reason I'm speaking about it in a way that seems I'm not bawling my eyes out and stuff is because I've had 6 members of my family pass away in the last 8 months, and we all know what's happened since 2021 with a mass inoculation of the population. So after 6 people, you start to go, well, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not being desensitized, but it's like the sadness for me is the age. Like, I was speaking to my family members yesterday and the day before and saying it's 62 years old, it's not long. If you think about it, I'm 45, 62 is, even what I was saying to my daughter, like when you think about it, like, especially for people in my family, like who live into their hundreds, but what death for me is a really a big reminder of our mortality. We think we're invincible. We think we're immortal. We think we're like, there's no end to who we are and what we're doing, but there is. And so don't wait to wear your best outfits, your best clothes, your best jewelry. Don't wait to do what it is you want to do. Especially for me, it's this health journey. I knew it was coming. I knew I could feel it in the water. I felt, my spirit was telling me there's going to come a time where you just go, hey, I've got to make a change, and it's going to be a big change. And I'm embarking on that now with you all, I hope. Whatever that may be for you, it may not be that you need to lose weight. It may not be that you need to it might be, you know, not having, you know, a substance that you want to not have anymore. It could be if you're drinking too much or smoking too much or, you know, got some kind of pharmaceutical. It could be anything, but it's about optimum health. It's about having our cells, the cells in our body being at optimum health to do the job that they're meant to do. And once that happens, it shifts everything. Your mind will shift, your spirit will shift, your frequency will shift. So yeah, that's what I'm doing in a really long fucking roundabout way. I apologize for the people who have never seen me before. I'm like, this woman fucking talks and talks and talks. It was actually the biggest bugbear of my ex. He was like, it's like, you know, the only thing, you talk too much. I was like, that's my only problem. Good morning, Naomi. How are you, darling? Hey, Jules. Good morning, darling. Like, attract, like. Here we go. Vibrational connection. So cool. Yeah, it was really true. Like, that happened again recently where I was in the doctor's office. It's a true fucking story. And I came out from my doctor and this woman goes to me. Again, I think I was actually wearing this dress. It's a few times that it must be the dress. I don't know. Because it's happened. And she goes, oh my God, you look amazing. Oh no, that's right. She goes, you look amazing. But she goes, I love your hair. And I was thinking, she had similar hair to me. I was thinking, fucking hell, you look like a goddess. She looked like, you know, when you meet someone and they're like, they look a little bit like hippie, like they've got like a daisy chain and they've got this fucking long hair, like, I'm talking about women. And she reminded me, and she had this dark skin. She looked almost Mauritius or something. I was like, oh my God, she is gorgeous. So as I walked out, before I could even like think of anything, she goes, oh my God, I love your hair. You look so gorgeous. You just look full of light, is what she said to me. And I go, funny, I was thinking the same thing about you. And she goes, I just love, like, you just look so happy. And isn't it interesting? And I was coming out of my doctor's office. So it was interesting to me that she thought that, because I always, I don't know, like I said, I'm just a very gregarious person. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? So I'm saying that about her. I'm like, well, you're amazing. She's like, nah, I don't really feel it. You know, I'm not, nah. She's like, the bit, yeah. Okay. She goes, let's exchange numbers and go for coffee. I go, let's do it. My doctor comes out at that point and she goes, Madonna, do you just make friends everywhere you go? I go, yes, I'm poaching your patients. True. It's just what happens. I don't know. It just happens to me. Does it happen to other people or is it just like a me? It must happen to other people. Maybe I've just got it written on my forehead, like, come and say hello or something. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Ciao, Bella. Come va? Good. Christos. I'm going to take you up on that, Christos. I've got a very good friend named Christo, actually. And I love the name because I don't always hear in my mind Jesu Christo in that. Like, I always hear it, but I love the name. It rolls off the tongue easy. So Jules says, I have it too. It's exhausting. Do you mean you have fibromyalgia or perimenopause or, just sick of the world of pause? Like sometimes I wake up and I go, I'm not peopling today. I'm not worlding today. I'm just done. You know what I mean? I need to just go back into, you know, stop the white noise. Sarah goes, hey, sister, with the emphasis on star. Hey, darling, how are you? Good to see you. I admit I'm an overthinker. Isn't it good? You know, years ago, people used to say to me, you think too much. I'm not friends with them anymore. Because I realise it's a way to denigrate people who have an analytical mind. And it used to be a way to put me down and they'd say, you know, you just think too much. And I realised it used to really bother me. This was probably in my 30s, I'd say 20s, late 20s and 30s. And I tended to have a lot of people around me going, you know, Mads, you just think too much. You just think, because I'd be postulating my ideas. I'd be like, here's a theory I've got. You know what I mean? Whatever it was, I'd talk about my ideas. And they'd say, you know, you just think too much. And then I used to think, oh, you don't fucking think enough. I'm not an overthinker. I just fucking use my brain, which was given to me in order to do the job. One of the jobs is to think. You know what I mean? It's different. There's a difference between being a thinker and a catastrophizer. So I think some of the times when you're very intelligent, as I like to think of myself as quite an intelligent person, because I have invested in my intelligence. I read a lot and I ask lots of questions. I've always been like that. Always want to go to the nth degree. I want to know what I know, right? So if you're someone who's intelligent And then you are saying to people, you know, I was thinking about this, or I was thinking about that, or you want to talk to someone about something, or they say something to you and you go, you know, I've been thinking about it. It's amazing because I was thinking about this and da, 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 da. And what happens to them is they go, whoa, fucking, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because it's just on a different pay grade to them. You're on a different pay grade, darling. Do you know what I mean? Like, we leveled up and they're still down here or over here or over here or to the side or wherever they're going. And they're like, I don't understand anything she's talking about. Hang on a minute. What can I say to make her stop talking? Do you know, you're really just such an overthinker. You're such an overthinker. And I'm like, fuck off. You just don't think enough, clearly. Because if you thought enough, we wouldn't be in the situation we're fucking in. So I literally do not have one person in my life. I got rid of them all. It was a really, it was an intentional thing. It was something that happened over years. But I started to realize that people would say that to me as a way in the pejorative. So as a way to denigrate me. And I thought to myself, and it really used to bother me because I started thinking, you know, I think too much. And then I thought, yeah, these people just don't think enough. So you're probably not an overthinker. There are people who are over-catastrophizers. What's going to happen over here? What's going to happen over there? What's going to happen over there? Oh my God, they're catastrophizers. They take something that you're saying or something that they're saying and it becomes bigger than fucking Ben-Hur. That's a different story to an overthinker. A person who, there's no such thing as an overthinking. There's no such thing as overthinking. I'm just saying it now. You can't overthink. I think you can fucking underthink, but you can't overthink. You can just think. I think, therefore I am. Yes, okay, Sarah. They gave me folic acid when I was pregnant and my children came out with black eyes and jaundice. They are in their 30s now. Yes. So, Allivet, I do word associations with things, so I used to say, take Allivet for the hell of it. I don't know why, but every time the ad used to come on or I'd think, because I was pregnant once, and they'd say, take Allivet, and I always think for the hell of it. It's like when I see like bags that say guess, I always think how much, always. So, but anyway, that's just, again, part of a nuance of who I am. They did that to me too, so I took folic acid, Guts Hadola. I took Allivet, which is folic acid, not in the methylated form. And interestingly enough, how I found out I had MTHFR gene mutation is because I had endometriosis. I was the only woman in my family that had, or only, yeah, girl at the time, because I was young. I was 14 when I was diagnosed. And then I always thought, that's fucking weird. Like, what the hell? I always thought, what did they do to my mum when I was pregnant? Because when you're pregnant, they'll give you injections, you know, rubella shot or whatever. And I thought it must have been something they gave to her. I always thought that because it's really weird. It's not hereditary. They say it's not hereditary. They don't fucking know anything about it anyway. What it is if you've got the MTHFR gene mutation, I'll just read it out. This is my actual personal information, like my nutritionist actually made this specifically for me to understand, but methylation, like folate metabolism, it's really important with the folates because it turns genes on and off, it repairs and builds DNA and RNA, reduces the aging process, fucking hell in the last 2 years, hello, detoxifies chemicals and heavy metals in our bodies, processes hormones, builds immune cells, turns the stress response on and off, provides us with energy, reduces histamine. Histamine, so important. There are people out there telling me, you know, I got stung by a bee and my face blew up for fucking, you know, 3 months. Two people told me that within the same day, that they don't even know each other. Two people said that to me, that they had this real histamine response. I get a histamine response, like histamine. It's why you take antihistamines when your histamines flare up. So people with the MTHFR gene have a higher histamine level because they can't fucking methylate the folate. So if doctors don't know this and then you get pregnant, like take Allivet for the fucking hell of it, and then you're taking something that actually is bad for you, not good. And this is why, so the reason I found out I had endometriosis. But then years later, when I had older cousins that wanted to conceive, they found out they couldn't conceive. They had endometriosis. One of them, who's intellectual beyond belief, genius level, who will look into everything, a little bit like me, but on steroids. Like if people think I'm an overthinker, she's unbelievable. So she decided to go down every rabbit hole, and also financially, like, could do that because it's quite expensive to do so. And she told the other cousin, female cousin, so all of us similar age and all of us very, like, close. We all talk to each other all the time and stuff. So my other cousin, who was trying to actually get pregnant and couldn't and was taking folates and feeling sick and then starting to be, you know, told she had Crohn's disease and this and this and that, started to have autoimmune issues, she told her, hey, listen, get checked if you've got this gene mutation. So it wasn't until I was talking to her that I was talking about, oh, this is going on. And she's like, you know what, Madge, you need to, I've got the gene. She had just been diagnosed with endo. Other cousin got the gene. She'd just been diagnosed with endo and fibromyalgia. So here we go, getting into our 40s. And this is where these, my cousins were, 40, I think 38 and about 47. And getting into your 40s and you've had a lifetime of not the turning gene on and off, the repairing and building of the DNA, the reducing the aging process, the detoxifying chemicals and heavy metals, the processing of the hormones, the building of the immune cells, to providing us with energy, reducing the histamine, the repair of cell membranes and methylation of nerves. All of this shit, like when you're young, well, fuck it, you're young, you go out, you're eating, you're doing whatever. The symptoms aren't as bad. As you get older, you've had 40 years or 45 years on Earth of all this shit not working at optimum level because you actually have this gene mutation. All of a sudden, we're going to doctors going, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've got this, I've got that, I've got blah, blah, blah. And they're going, here, take a tablet for that. Here's a tablet for that. Here's another tablet for that. Big Pharma are providing. It also means we shouldn't be eating. For me, I can't eat certain foods. I can't eat things in the nightshade family, which is eggplants and tomatoes, apparently, and cherries and lots of things in the capsicum. So I can't eat those things. So all my, you know, but didn't have a problem eating them growing up. I mean, we have a thing in, you know, in our culture, in Italian culture, we call them pepi rostuti, which is literally roasted peppers. The smell can make me sick. And that weirdly happened after I had my daughter and I started to experience these symptoms, which, by the way, can start when people have children. Hormone change in the body, and then they're like, fuck, what's wrong with me, right? So after I started to go, oh, my God, I can't eat those peppers, or my tongue would tingle or whatever. So so that's why we really need to know what the fuck's going on and have a space to be able to look into this, because you then will be the person that on tells other women or men. But you will then be, you'll pay it forward. You may not, you may share my stuff with them, or you may say, hey, listen, I heard this woman talk. Maybe you want to look into this, or maybe you want to look into that. So we can actually start to empower, you know, ourselves to be at optimum health, because when you empower a woman, you empower a community. When you empower a woman, it is such an on, it's such, you're paying it forward exponentially, because we are mothers, we are wives, we are daughters, we are sisters, we are in the workforce, we have such a caring and nurturing role in the world, right? And so when you empower a mother who's not feeling well, but she has children, what are you automatically doing when she's well? Those children benefit from that. And then those children, whoever they touch, benefit from that. And then the school benefits from that, because then you've got another mother at the school who can be involved in what's going on in the school, right? In the maybe politics of the school or other women with the school, right? Then she's also a daughter. So if she's a caring role for her parents, she's then, do you know what I mean? She's then better able to look after her parents. So it's a community that you empower when you empower a woman. I'm not saying that about men. I'm not saying that men aren't important. They're very important, because I don't like to lift stuff and they can do that. Great. They're very important to the social structure. They're extremely important. When you empower men, it's a different empowerment. When you empower men, you actually create a better society for everyone, because you are actually empowering men, not boys. Don't get them mixed up. A lot of people out there that think they're men, they're actually boys that have just chronologically gotten older. They're not men. They're boys chucking tantrums, chronologically older, bigger, musclier, stronger, but they're not men. Men, when you empower a man, it actually exponentially empowers the community, because then you actually have a community of protectors and of hopefully tribe leaders. Do you know what I mean? People that then they can empower their male children to actually look at really good male role models. So it's really, really important. Although I tend to be, for some whatever reason, I have a lot of women in my space, probably because I happen to be one. And, you know, we, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, that's the way it is. Like, it is what it is. You are who you are. So women, you know, tend to be part of my space and can identify with what I'm speaking about, I think. Am I on speed? Sari, you're asking me if I'm on speed. No, I'm not on speed. I just talk quickly. I talk quickly because I have shit to do. So, and my brain, I think quicker than my mouth can explain what I'm thinking. And I don't have notes, so I haven't written stuff down. So I, and I've said this before to people, I don't take illicit drugs. I don't take any fucking drug. It's hard for me to even take a natural thing, but like a vitamin. But I speak quickly because it's when I watch other people back, to be really honest, and they speak slow, I just don't watch it. I can't be bothered. Who ain't nobody got fucking time for that? And I guess for me, when someone watches one of my lives, it's so jam-packed, they get so much information that you'd have to watch someone else's 10 of theirs to get one of mine. Because I'm quick and I'm not to the point, I'm all over the place. But I speak quickly so I can get on with my day because, yeah, this is just something I do for the love of it. Like, this is a love thing for me, but I have a million and one other things to do that I'm like, oh my God, that's going on and I need to get it out. So, yeah, so if you haven't met me before, that's why I talk fast. But I can slow it down if you like. But yeah, I mean, I can't slow it down. It's not going to happen. I mean, I'd bore my fucking self. Jewel says 100% get it. Whatever floats. Oh yeah, people are talking to each other. Sorry. Good morning, darling. Good morning, Mary. Good to see you, darling. Stay cool. Oh, I am definitely going to stay cool today. I was really hot last night. I know the heat doesn't really get to me, but last night I was like, it was 35 degrees all night here. Okay. So Sarah says, I can't cope without the sun. Planting season is March. I'm so depressed. Well, don't be depressed. I don't know where you're from. I've never seen you before, Sarah, so I'm not sure exactly, like, if you're in the northern, southern, or where you're from, but yeah, being depressed, that's not optimum health, is it? Hey, Jules. Oh, yeah, ametrine is a great energy. Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah, Joe, oh, our good friend just passed with a heart attack at 49. He was jabbed, but otherwise healthy. Yeah, I know. I told a girlfriend, I voice clipped a friend of mine last night. I was telling her, I said, oh, God, you know, this has happened. And then again, so it was another barrage of this person, that person. It's Dr. Vernon Coleman had said by the end of 2021, everyone will know at least one person personally who's passed away of the inoculation or someone else. And now it's become 2022. It was commonplace to hear of people. Now it's really within our own families and friendship circles. It's really, really sad. That's why Optimum Health for me is really important because I hear a lot of these stories a lot. And I'm a sponge for people's trauma, so I need to be at my optimum health. Oh, Teresa, hello. I embarked on my health journey a couple of years ago, lost 35 kilos and haven't and never will put it back on. Fabulous. And I would love to hear how you, because it's horses for courses. Everyone does something different. So I'm going to be, you know, going towards my, where I'm going, like my particular, I'm going to do it. Andrew's like, just try it for 6 weeks, see how it goes, which I'm going to. But everyone does it differently. So I'm really, really good on you. It's really great when you can lose that weight and just feel freer. Oh, Jewel says, always for me, especially working in a crystal shop. Good. I'm thinking you are wearing your crystals. All right, so Jewel's got the MTHFR gene, unfortunately. And Jani says, apparently I overanalyze. I call it fucking intelligence. I just don't have those people in my... Not. It's really interesting. It's been a really, really long time that I've ever heard those words, overanalyze or you think too much. Because I just don't... I won't have them in my space. I won't. It's such a denigrative way of saying to someone you're intelligent. You overanalyze. Well, really? Sometimes I suppose you can overanalyze things, but I guess the message would be, you know, if it's someone close to you saying, hey, listen, just learn to relax. Learn to just let some things go, which is a really great thing to do, by the way, is to be able to say, let it go. I don't need to analyze this so much. But to say that you overanalyze, I mean, I know. Here we go. Jules, Hashimoto's autoimmune disease. So this is going to be really interesting. I hope what I'm going to do is invite you, or if you can, I'm going to share the page. Can I do that to my Madonna Santa? And then can you guys join? Here we go. I'm going to share it to my page. Share to a feed, because you know what I'm like. Here we go. All right. Here it is. Here it is for those that want to embark on this journey with me. There you go. Share to my page. Hopefully you can all figure out how to join fucking cyberspace. I thought that said opium health. Shit. No, it says optimum. Oh, maybe it does. Does it say that? I don't know. On my little thing at the top, on my little descriptor. I mean, wouldn't that be like a Freudian slip? Like, that would be ironic, wouldn't it? Hi, Jack. Good to see you, darling. How are you, lovely, on this fucking hot day? Can you find this gene mutation through a blood test? Yes, but you can't. Doctors don't do it. You have to go to a nutritionist or naturopath to do it. Jules, nightshade, vegetable are out for me too. This is going to be amazing, because what's going to happen is all of us people who individually go through this, you know, usually we're the only one in the family, usually, right? And it's really difficult to explain to people what it's like to be us, because we look normal on the outside, but on the inside, things can go, you know, for me, chili is another one of those things that burns me from the inside out. So a lot of people say, oh no, ginger's really good, you should have ginger. I'm like, no, ginger burns me from the inside. It's a great anti-inflammatory, anti-everything. But for me, ginger, I feel like I'm literally on fire from the inside out. So it's harmful for me. So a lot of these things in society, they don't cater. There's a huge population of people with the MTHFR gene. And so it'd be really great for us to all be in one spot to be able to actually go, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Everyone's going 100%. Hi, Tammy. Good to see you, darling. I love the way your brain works. Thanks, Midnight Sparrow. I love the way your brain works. You are one of the most creative, genius people I know. And you are amazing. You've got a beautiful voice. You guys miss out on all the people. It's amazing, because I mean, I don't know if you guys talk to each other on the phone or whatever, because I know a lot of people in my space know each other, but there's a few people around in my space who have really beautiful voices. Like, when I listen back to my lives, I'm like, oh, you sound so ocker. I reckon I sound very slang to myself, but you have a really beautiful voice. It just rings like a bell. There's a few people that I just listen to and I go, oh, it's really calming. You're one of them. Jules says 100% joining your page. Karen says good morning. Please join. This isn't about numbers, and it's never been that for me, but it's about contribution. So I really, there are people who I know that aren't watching that I'm going to specifically invite, because they are the people that have a lot of them have sent me information, and I think that this would be really great if they want to join. I think they would be, not only because they've probably journeyed a lot longer than I have, and people have amazing, you know, tool bags of information. And so please feel free to contribute to it as well, to the page. As always, I'm not into, you know, people denigrating or people know what my style is. I mean, people who are shitheads are going to get blocked. It's as simple as that. I don't do people that denigrate other people or combative conversation. I love discourse, and people will know that, but this isn't a space for negativity at all for me. Midnight Sparrow's laughing at me. People tend to do that. So, all the time, actually. So please join. And, I'm going to, regardless, I'm going to be like doing a bit of a video vlog. Is that what they call these? A vlog of what the hell I'm getting up to and how I'm going on my journey. So I hope, I really look forward to seeing you there, whoever wants to be in there. I love you all. I have to go. I do have a big day. Because I'm preparing. So with any diet change, the preparation's key. So it's about, you know, especially a lot of diets, not diets, but changing your food structure. So for me, a lot of it is, you know, 100 gram portions of protein or this or that. And I like to be prepared so that I can just do what I need to do. So I'm actually going to be eating for a change, which is fabulous. How good. I'm going to be feeding my body the energy it needs rather than going like I am now and then, you know, actually, it's funny because I go and then I go and go and go and then I go to sleep and I'm up till fucking 2 or 3 in the morning. Again, really big sign of adrenal fatigue. Jules says, looking forward to see your journey unfold. Thank you, darling. Your vibe attracts your tribe. All will be well. Jules, I can feel it. Absolutely. You're so true. So right about that. Anyway, people, my energy speaks for itself, I think. But much love to you all. Please join the page if you like me and probably don't know how to do it. Let me know and I'll invite you to it. Have a beautiful day today. Today's boiling in Melbourne, yay, we actually have summer. So, and I'll see you in cyberspace. Let me just say, I'm going to delineate when I'm doing stuff about, you know, anything else, conversations with Madonna, if it's a conversation with someone, my normal page if it's something else. But anything health related that I've got to say from now on is going in here. I'm going to just separate it so that it's easier for us to find rather than me, you know, having to go, oh, where was that live or whatever. So, yeah. All right, guys. Love you all. See you soon. Thanks for all your support. It's really, really amazing. And I'll see you in cyberspace soon. Bye.
That's what you do that defines you.
Conversations. With Madonna. Conversations with Madonna.
That's what you do that defines.